Alright, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with some more Fetish Locator, so let's get started. That was when my boyfriend... That would be Grim Young?
Yes,
we were taking a shower together, and Grim Young told me. Sorry.
Yes.
Please continue, Miss Cox.
Uh-huh.
Yes, of course, that was Grim Young... That was Grim Young told me about Fetish Locator's dark secret. It should have been that was when. And what was that secret in your opinion? Sorry, I'm late. What did I miss? Your girlfriend is up there crying crocodile tears. A jury might have bought it, but the judge won't fall for that. Did it ever occur to you that she might be telling the truth from her point of view? Whatever. Oh, it's that judge. I will ask once for silence in this courtroom. If I have to ask again, I will have the bailiff remove the audience. Bailiff? Silence in the courtroom, dammit! You probably can't curse in the courtroom. Yeah. Thank you. Please continue. I think that is sufficient. No further questions, Your Honor. Does that mean I can leave? Remain seated. Prosecutor, would you like to cross-examine the witness?
Yeah.
I would, Your Honor. Miss Cox, you testified that you did not know what Mr. Skinner was doing.
Huh?
Who? Jerome Skinner. Your co-defendant and the man you claim was the mastermind behind Fetish Locator.
Oh.
Oh, correct. He created and controlled that horrible app without my knowledge or consent. So, you had no reason to be in the campus server room which happened to administer that app?
No.
Of course not. I'm a music major. So, you did not gain the access codes to that room a semester prior to the app's launch, as a prior witness testified? I have no recollection of that. And on that day, when Mr. Young informed you in the shower about Fetish Locator's nefarious actions, you were not present in the server room as another witness has testified?
No.
And after the server room was sealed by investigators, you did not enter the server room and delete evidence?
No.
Of course not. Your fingerprints were found throughout the administrative section of the server room by investigators. How do you explain that? They were? Objection, Your Honor. Defense was not made aware of any fingerprints. Overruled, they were entered into evidence and made available to you during discovery. I never saw anything about this. Did you sleep through the testimony by the fingerprint expert? Overruled. As I was saying, Miss Cox, how do you explain your fingerprints in that server room? Alright, I was there, but it wasn't what you think. I did go to that room, but only after Grim told me about it. I was trying to shut it down. Uh-huh. So when you said you never went to that room, were you lying then, or are you lying now? I made a mistake. Would you have continued lying to this court if you hadn't been aware of the fingerprint evidence? Objection! Withdrawn. No further questions. Defense? Redirect?
No.
No, Your Honor. No further questions for this witness. You may step down, Miss Cox. In fact, would a guard please escort this defendant someplace where she can wash her face? Thank you, Your Honor. Is Mr. Grim Young in attendance?
Yes.
Yes, Your Honor.
Uh-huh.
We are going to take a 1-hour recess, then return for closing arguments. Grim Young, please remain. Bailiff, please escort everyone else out. You heard the judge! Get the hell out of here! Everybody move! Yes, Your Honor, you wanted to see me? I just wanted to know that if things were slightly different there right now, we'd be talking about a very interesting offer. If things were different?
Yes.
Yes. Have you heard of indentured servitude? You mean slavery?
Yeah.
Similar concept, but slavery is legal and immoral. The prosecutor extended an offer to Miss Cox to serve her time under house arrest with a personal warden, someone to oversee her punishment. Miss Cox said she would only agree if you were assigned as the warden. What? Really?
Yes.
Yes, but the investigation into your background was disappointing. Oh shit, am I in trouble? Quite the opposite. The prosecutor decided you were too nice of a person. Too nice? You are not found suitable to administer a private prison. Oh, so is there anything I could do? Maybe next time, your next life maybe. Who knows? That's the way things go. Did she just quote The Matrix? Whoa. Anyway, you can go. I just wanted you to know that it was close. You just wanted me to know about a missed opportunity that I can't do anything about now? Exactly. Okay.
Hey.
All rise! The People versus Lydia Cox and Jerome Skinner will now resume. Be seated. We will now hear closing arguments. Prosecutor, you may go first. Thank you, Your Honor. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury. Ahem. Do I need to remind you that the defendants waived their right to a jury of their peers? Right. Sorry, Your Honor. Force of habit. You may continue. Thank you, Your Honor.
Hey, Grim, wake up!
Huh? What? Oh! Sorry, was I snoring?
Shut up and listen. The judge is about to announce the verdict. Thanks for waking me.
Lydia Cox and Jerome Skinner, I find you both guilty on all charges. However, I sentence Lydia Cox to 2 years in prison and suspend the sentence. Your Honor, what does that mean? You will be on parole for no less than 2 years. If you complete the conditions of your parole, you will not need to serve any time. If you fail to comply with the conditions of your parole, you will serve the entire time as required.
Oh.
Thank you, Your Honor. As for Jerome Skinner, I sentence you to 15 years manual labor. Wow! Damn! I keep thinking of that song, 15 tons, and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. I mean, that right there, that's coal miner work there, that's hard work. That's where you take big rocks and you turn them into little rocks. 15 years of hard fucking labor. Boy, his back's gonna be sore and his hands are gonna be calloused. No! Welcome, son. This here is a federal penitentiary. We take these big rocks here and we turn them into little rocks.
Huh?
She only got 2 years? I think I'm gonna throw up. Overall, I feel quite good about the sentences. I am never fucking you again. Fair enough. Number one, S&M Studio. Sometime later. Wake up, sleepyhead. Say, you're my sister. You're my sister. Oops, sorry. You really have the coordination skills of a baby giraffe. Well, they seem to lug that long neck around just fine without having gone extinct yet, so I should take that as a compliment. You take practically anything as a compliment. What can I say? I'm a glass half full kind of gal. Unbelievable. You sleep well? Mm-hmm. Like a baby giraffe. Oh, shit. Today's the day. Huh? Remember how I said I wanted to film us doing stuff? Not really. What's happening? Okay. So, refresher then. I want to film us having sex. Well, that's called making a porno film. I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
And I want it to be big! Well, then you're gonna have to... It's not gonna have to be small then. Because right now, I don't think it's very big. Well, I guess I'm not against doing a marathon session.
No,
not big like that. Big as in we do every single fetish we can think of. That we're okay doing, of course. So, the 5 bananas, I can just put those back in the fridge? They're not going in your ass? Well, damn. I thought I could fit all 5 of them in there, you know. Well, I guess it'll probably become a marathon session anyway. Regardless, the point is that we do a lot of different fetishes. Okay, but I still don't understand why we need to film it. I'm not against it, I just don't get it. Don't worry about it. That's a surprise I have planned for later. Alright. What's with the laptop then? You're not gonna record us with a webcam, are you? Absolutely not. The laptop is just where I have my list of fetishes that we can try out. Okay, so I'm gonna fart into this balloon, and then you're gonna smell it. It's like shit like that. I already sorted it by the stuff I'm open to doing today, so now I need your input on what fetishes you'd like to do. We'll then take the stuff that we'll match on and do them. Simple as that. I don't have the feeling that it is definitely not gonna be simple as that. Why don't you take a look yourself? So the stuff in green is stuff that you're okay with, and red is stuff you're not okay with? Yes and no. I just don't want to do them today. Who knows about the future, though? I mean, where are we going to get the elephants? What's the stuff in purple, then? Oh, those are things that I don't really consider to be fetishes. Blowjob?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, stuff like that. For me, that stuff is just kind of a given. Wow, she's a special girl, then. A lot of women be like, okay, I'm doing something special for you. This is a blowjob. You're not going to get this often, so you better get used to it. But anal is green? Well, anal would be purple, but you haven't fucked my ass yet. So, fair enough. Alright, I'll mark the stuff that I'm open to doing then. So we've got dominant. Oh, no, God. Good God. No. Lord, there's only 2. You know what rimming is, right? Where she licks your ass.
Oh, God, that's vile right there. That's eating groceries, folks. Let's see.
So we got dominant. I don't like the submissive, but we're gonna do it anyway. I don't like water sports because we can't fucking really show it. Like, we can and we can't, but I have to put a big not safe for life if we do that. And then the foot fetish thing, and rimming? Oh no. I mean, I don't think anybody's gonna fart on anybody, so I guess we'll be okay. There won't be any shit, there's no scat in this game, thank God. So I think we're okay, but no water sports, guys. That's like something I can't do on this main platform here, which I'm talking about BitChute. I know some of you guys are on another platform, but I'm not into that. Like, if you want to watch people peeing on people, there's a lot of places you can watch. There's a unfortunate amount of places that you can watch people peeing on people. I don't know why people like to watch people peeing on people. I don't get it. Like, I've never once met a man that says, you know what I really love today? I said, what? I'd love it if some beautiful woman just took off her clothes and just pissed all over me. And I've never met that man before. I'm not saying that man doesn't exist, but I've never met him. I'm done. Oh, interesting. So you like the Dom and Sub, huh? I didn't know that. And you like feet? I guess that makes sense. Hey, no judging. No judging here, just making observations. Ooh, hold on. Hold on. Can we go back? I want to see what happens if we do pick water sports, what she says. Wow, you picked everything? Are you sure you're all right with it all? I think I am, but we'll have to try it out, won't we? That's what I'm talking about. Hold on. So it seems like it goes into something automatically. All right, so let's take off some things and see what we got. Foot fetish, huh? Very interesting. Oh, no. There's nothing on there. If you pick water sports, it doesn't do anything fucking special. Just if you pick Dom and Sub, it seems to.
Huh?
All right. Let me get the camera set up and we'll be ready to go. Where did you even get a camera? Focus more on getting ready and less on questions. Okay, I think it's good now. Is it recording? Yep. Let's start off by waking him up first. Ready, sir?
Oh yeah, we got that classic 1970s porn music going on.
I love the way your dick tastes, she says. Fuck, and I love the way your mouth feels. Okay, on to the main course now. Come and make me scream, Grim. You don't have to tell me twice. I can't wait to feel you fill me up. And boy, I tell you what, I'm thinking of two things at one time. A porno and a cop drama. Two men, one case, and they've got to solve it. And blow the roof off this place. He's a bad brother. I'm sorry. Like, I can't help it. God, I will never get tired of your dick. He's really going in there, folks. I know y'all don't need a play-by-play. Oh, here come the guitar. Fuck, you feel so fucking good, Grim. Stop! Wait! What? You okay? Yeah, I'm fine, I want you to fuck my ass and pop my anal cherry. Please, Grim, I want to come with your dick pumping into my ass. I love my life, he says. You really have the cutest ass I've ever seen. I should probably make sure she's ready first. Alright, here we go! Cool! Ah! Well, I mean, you gotta do the thing, mate. What are you... Oh! That's called rimming. He's eating them groceries.
Gotta be a man to eat them groceries.
Fuck, Grim. Keep going. Deeper. Go deeper. Your tongue is amazing. The hardcore conservatives, they don't want y'all to watch this stuff. They say it influences children. You know what I say? Children don't need to be on the internet in the first place. I said what I said. If you would be parents and get your kids off the internet, off the social media, off the bullshit, they might be able to be kids. And then adults like myself wouldn't have to worry about you trying to take away something that I personally enjoy. And some of you also enjoy. And responsibly, I'd hope. I don't encourage y'all to have a beer and a beer and a beer, just like I don't encourage y'all to watch all this. And I mean everything. We got thousands of videos on the channel. I don't mean you gotta sit there and binge all of them. Take some breaks. Get you a glass of water. Powerade, Gatorade, something. They got that Gator Light now. That's good shit. I know a lot of guys I work with drink that. Don't drink too much of it, though. It's got a lot of them vitamins. You take too much of them vitamins, you'll overdose on vitamins. That ain't a good thing. There is a such thing as having too many vitamins, guys. So you're getting porn and health advice in the same video, right? No, I'm serious. I went to my doctor. I found out I had too much iron. And it was because of my supplements. I was taking too many iron. I was getting iron in my diet, and I was taking iron. And it messed me up. So I had to stop the supplements. It's too much of a good thing, guys. Multivitamins are not the way to go. You gotta take your supplements the right way. Why does this feel so good? Well, that is an ass. That was fantastic. I didn't know having my ass eaten would be such a turn on. Lord have mercy. You okay? Oh yeah, now I'm ready for the main course. You ready? Pop out a good one now. No, there ain't gonna be no coprophilia on my... We ain't fit to do that. Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. It hurts a little. Should I stop? No. Just go slow. Stick in there too much, it's gonna be like that Disturbed song. Oh, wow. She's gonna be screaming. You cannot just plow that into her, guys. You cannot do that. Gotta make sure that shit's lubed up real good. I mean, he used his mouth, but still. Okay, it's getting better. You can go in a little faster. Or you can go a little faster, right? Damn! There we go. Fuck! Yes! 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 Okay, now she's really getting it. God, your cock feels so good inside me, Grim. Ah, bet it does. Oh my God, harder, harder, just like that. You okay? Fuck, keep fucking me, don't you dare stop. Oh Lord, if you stop, she's gonna lose it. She's gonna be like a wildebeest and claw you. It's almost animalistic, right? I'm very primal about it. Oh, they are. They're using a... multi-touch. Yeah, that's a professional camera. If you're gonna film a porn movie, that's how you do it. I wonder if the music comes with, like when you watch it, if you get the music, all of a sudden it goes 1970s, everyone's like, damn, what am I getting into? Fuck, I'm gonna come. Come with me. I don't think it matters. I can feel your cum inside. It feels warm. That was amazing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I've never felt an orgasm like that. Boy, she is shiny. Look at that. Hopefully it recorded all that. You happy now? Mm-hmm. But we're not done yet. What do you mean? You should go drink some water. We're gonna be here for a while. You need to do like, what does it say? The snack tray. You got your little cookies. You got your little Gatorade, your Powerade. You know, just in case you need it. You never know. You're gonna need that energy. Remember Gatorade, it's in you. What does my bottle of Powerade say? It says, power through. That's what it says on the cap to it. Well, you gonna need to power through this. Fuck, 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 you hitting me just right. Damn, she's got a little Ebonics in there. You hitting me just right. You're so fucking tight for me. God, I love you so much, Stacy. I love you too, Grim. Let's just forget the whole sister and brother thing. It'll be cool. Now fuck me harder. Yes, just like that. Just like that. Fuck! To be honest with you guys, at this point, the story doesn't even really matter that much. I just see two Daz pixels fucking the hell out of each other. Well, pixelated renders. These ain't pixels. We ain't in the 8-bit days. I didn't think we'd ever get to this. Trust me, folks. I've seen porn that looked worse than this. If you guys think it looks bad, I think this looks pretty damn good, to be honest. Compared to what I had seen, oof. That's high quality smut. Oh, well, he's got some kind of Gatorade or something. It's called Zest or something. Damn, that hit the spot. Didn't even realize I was that dehydrated. Well, that's why you got that Gatorade or whatever the hell that is. Energy drink. Gotta stay hydrated because we're gonna be losing a lot of fluids. She's right. They're doing a marathon sex run here. They're trying to speed run sex. Let's see how many positions we can do and... Okay, well there's the foot stuff. I know there's feet people. Well there's your feet. There's some more feet. Because, you know, I know people like feet. Fuck, Stacy, your feet are so soft. Does it feel good? It feels great. How do you feel? It doesn't feel like anything physically, but seeing and feeling you being so hard is a hell of a turn off. Well, that's cool. She's just doing it for his enjoyment. And for your enjoyment, obviously. We need to do this more often. We absolutely do. Feet can be okay if they're clean. Now, I know there's some of these folks. Oh, I like the dirty feet. No, no, God, do not put nobody's dirty feet nowhere near me. Not nowhere near me, I swear. I ain't gonna do it. Nobody's dirty feet are going nowhere near me. I said it. Fuck, the pizza's here. Damn, we could have timed that better. Somebody order a pizza guy. You always throw rock, dum-dum. Best 2 out of 3? Fine. She won again. Ugh, goddammit. Giddy up, cowboy, I'm hungry. Oh, okay. I did say submissive. That doesn't look fun. Ouch. Man, I can feel that. Can you guys feel that? That hurts. It's hilarious seeing how hard your dick gets with every slap. Gagged moans of pain. Ow! You really are a sucker for pain, aren't you, Grim? Oh? Oh no, you're not gonna come just yet, my sweet. You'll have to wait a little longer, giggles. I think you're enjoying this a little too much. Oh, I know. Mistress, what are you... I want you to clean my feet until they're squeaky clean, understood? Well, there's you some sub stuff. Some of y'all are into that, I'm not. Wow, Grim, you are such a good feet-licking bitch. Damn! She done got mean all of a sudden. You're making your mistress very happy.
Oh, yes.
Is this just something that women click on all of a sudden? All right, you get down on your knees and lick my feet. Yes, dear? Now clean my dirty soles. Good boy. Stop. Hammer time. No. I guess that'll do. I bet you want to go to the main course now, Grim. I guess it's your lucky day then. Get on the bed and put your legs up. Yes, mistress. Uh-oh. I'm totally regretting what we're about to see. I'm not into this, so we're gonna go real fast past this. You can take off that blindfold now. Oh my god. Think about who you'll need when I'm done with you. You're gonna take my cock like a good little slut. Got it? I don't want to hear a peep from you. No! Oh god. Ah! God bless America. Ah, no, no, good God almighty. No. No, we're good. Look at all that cum. Oh my God, that was exhausting. Whew, thank God it wasn't that long, guys. You didn't have to see it for long. You are exhausted. Why has it got rainbows on it? I'm the one that fucked you. Hey, it's no easy work getting fucked. Man, shit. Tell that to my damn rent. Yeah, I had money until the rent came in and said, Grim, pull down your pants. And I was like, what do you mean, rent? I said, pull down your pants. I was like, oh no, this is gonna hurt, ain't it? And it did. Ow, ow, ow! Are you okay? But I think I stretched something. Shit. Lay down and don't move. I'll go bring some ice. Frozen fries. Yep, they'll work. You really should have stretched first before trying that move out all willy-nilly. I just thought I could do it. How do you feel now? Much better now that I have my own nurse. I think I have a different ache here, sir. You're insatiable. I am. Now come and kiss me. You. Oh, there we go. Right in that ass.
have been a very naughty girl.
Ow! Ow, that hurts! I'm sorry, sir. I won't do it again. I don't know. I don't feel like you've learned your lesson yet. You need to really be sorry. No, please, sir. I'm too sensitive right now. Fuck! Please, sir, stop! Still so fierce. Fierce, rather. Still don't know how to be obedient. Come here. Naughty girls get punished. Well, I mean... desperate licking noises. Well, I tell you what, they've done explored every part of their bodies except for the ears. Fuck. Does my ass taste good, princess? Yeah. You really are a whore through and through. Come on, I'm not done with you yet. Oh, I knew he was gonna use those twin tails. Come on, Chun-Li. Let's show you how it's done. Oh, Princess Leia. No, she had the little... okay. You like that, princess? Ow, mate. Pain moans of approval. You take my cock like a perfect little anal slut. I'm gonna jam my cock so far up your ass, you'll be shitting my cum for days. Is that what you want, right? Excuse me. That's what you want, right, princess? Yes, please, give me your cum, sir. Oh, I can feel it, oh god. Fuck, it feels so good. You okay? Hell yeah, that was awesome. Yep, perfect. Ready for the next one? Let's take five first. What is she looking for? Where the hell is it? It could have just disappeared. We used it just yesterday. Did we throw it out? We finished one of the bottles, right? No, we had another one. Damn it. Hey, it's okay. It's just now we gotta go get a new bottle of lube, and that's just fucking annoying. Well, we don't have to. I'm sure with enough spit and some persuading, we could get you to open up just fine. You sure? Only one way to find out. Well, that might work. You're gonna have to really get in there, though. I wonder if anyone is looking at us right now. I'm jealousy, maybe. You make me feel so fucking good, Grim. Phew, this is more exhausting than I thought. You can say that again. It's starting to get kind of late as well. You want to go again or wrap it up? I wouldn't mind another round or two if you have it in you. Let's not do it all over again. Oh, I'm not done with you yet. She's quite enjoying it, folks. I'm gonna fucking pass out. Come with me, Grim, please. Again.
They just had an Alabama baby.
Are you okay? That was just what I wanted. Good. Are you gonna tell me why we did this yet?
Uh-uh.
Not yet.
Hey.
Come on, get dressed. We're going somewhere. What? Where the hell are we going? I'll explain on the way. Get dressed. Superman? Superman? At subway station. Where the fuck are we going? I told you, it's a surprise. It's a surprise that requires that we get on the train? No, silly, just riding the metro for a few stops. I promise we'll stay in the same city. Oh, okay. I'm glad you decided to live with me. I was afraid you'd go to Amrose's house. I hadn't thought of that. She does have a bigger bed. What? I'm kidding. You know you're my number one girl. You're the only one I want to go to bed with at night and wake up next to in the morning. I believe you. Okay, enough of the mushy stuff. Let me tell you about your surprise. I'm all ears. Train it coming. What do you want most in life?
Oh! You want most in life? What is that? To hear the lamentations of the women?
I have no idea. Of course you do. What would you want to do right now if you weren't doing this? Play some video games and take a nap? Gah, just... What would you do if you won a few $100 million?
Well,
I've been doing this for a long time, guys. Like, we'd go from 3,000 videos to about 4,000 or 5,000. And it wouldn't just be adult games, it'd be a lot of stuff. It'd be just a lot of stuff. I'd be able to have all kinds of guests, and it'd just be really cool. Because I don't think I'd want to stop doing this if I, you know, really didn't even have work anymore. I wouldn't just sit on my ass and play games or something. I'd just continue to do this. I'd play more games, and I obviously would have a home gym. That would be great. I'd love to have a nice home gym. With professional quality machine. I'd love to have that. It would be fucking great. And you know, as I'm getting up to 40, you gotta be in shape. Because if you're not, shit starts fucking up. It's like, oh shit, this leg doesn't work like it should, or this arm doesn't work like it should, or I can't pick this up like I should. You gotta fucking exercise. Isn't it supposed to be just $1 million? Yeah, but if you work a decent job with raises and inflation and all that, I'd be surprised if you don't make a few million before you turn 70. All right. So I hit the lotto or go to the casino and hit the jackpot.
Uh-huh.
Something like that. Enough money that you'll never have to work again. If I'm smart, I get a lawyer to accept it for me, buying me a few months before the con artists figure out who I am. Every fucking relative will come out of the woodwork asking for a few thousand for something, or a few hundred thousand to start their own business. Every time I go to the grocery store or whatever, I'd have to worry about scam artists trying to fake injuries and sue me. That's true. Not to mention all the women I've had sex with who suddenly want something out of me. I'd end up secluded in some desert compound having my meals delivered to me by bonded couriers until the million ran out. Wow. I'm just saying it sounds like hell. I mean, he is thinking about things that could happen. Why do you think I said I'd be way off my own island without giant spiders? I'll say, hey, of all the islands, which ones don't have giant spiders and things that will eat me? Because I don't want islands with giant spiders. You can keep that to the people that like those. I don't like the giant spiders. Let's try this another way. Forget about the windfall income. If you could do anything you want, what would you do? Exactly what I'm doing. Will you take this seriously? Seriously, I've learned that I can do anyone I want, so that's what I do. That's why I'm with you. Okay, good save, but you're not making this easy. Let's turn those questions around. If you had unlimited wealth and the ability to do anything you wanted to do, what would you do? What would you do? Exactly! That's what I'm talking about. Phase 2 of my master plan.
Your master plan? Does it involve computers?
No, not really. You're off track again. I do enjoy computers and comp sci stuff, but that's just my backup plan. My real passions involve me, you, and your porn stash. Speaking of which, when will I get that back? As if you need it anymore. Anyway, I've confiscated it for research purposes. Alright. That was the first part of your master plan. You, of course, now that you're mine, I can move on to the second part. And that would be? We start our own porn studio! We what? Relax your brain and listen. As I was saying, we start our own porn studio. I'll run everything behind the scenes, but you'll be the star of the show.
Me? A porn star?
Face it, lover, you already are. I'll arrange everything. Well, almost everything. You'll need to do some things.
Like what?
I mean, we'll need cameras, lighting, actresses, film crew, money, and a few other things. You want me to do all that?
No,
like I said, I'll arrange almost everything. We'll have to divide up the work. I suppose I have a few friends who might be okay with acting.
Oh,
that's the best part. I have some great leads on new talent. What kind of leads? That's why I copied the fetish locator data. Emrose is still pretty pissed about that. Don't get me wrong, I enjoy watching the photos and videos that people submitted. I wouldn't mind seeing more of those, but it's wrong, isn't it? I mean, that's great for jilling off, but the real value is in the metadata. Huh? The metadata. Who did what, where they did it, what they did, that kind of thing. But we all use pseudonyms, and I assume some players use masks or... Yes, but say you knew that there was someone at a particular office or bar or even a classroom, and that person did a specific fetish that you wanted. I might not be able to tell you who did it, but if you went there, I might be able to recognize the person some other way.
Mm-hmm.
Precisely. So what exactly are you proposing? We work together on our own porn studio. I identify locations where you should go to meet people, and you do your magic.
My magic?
You do that voodoo that you do so well. What are you talking about, babe? We do almost everything together, but I identify prospective actresses and then you seduce and encourage them to have sex with you, and we film it.
You want us to do what?
We are not gonna film sex scenes without their knowledge. That's horrible. I didn't say anything like that. Of course we'd have them agree on pseudonyms and get consent forms. Oh, maybe that's not so bad then, but I still feel like, I don't know. Like you're the bait and I'm the fisherman? Fisherwoman? Fisherperson? Fishergal? Fishgal? Anyway, what were we talking about? Remember your porn collection? We could do that together. Didn't we do that this morning? Yes, but with professional equipment, a real photographer, and multiple actresses. That's a good idea. There are so many fetishes, but they aren't really mainstream. Exactly. We can be the one-stop shopping for people of all fetish flavors. And if we could put them all together, we could create some sort of magnum opus. Now there's an idea, the Citizen Kane of porn. Chuckle. Maybe we could even win Best Picture and an Ecstasy Award. There you go. We have our stretch goal. My porn collection inspired you to do all this? Well, I was watching it. Excuse me, when I was watching it, I was imagining us doing all of those things. I see, so you have that all planned out. Do you mind?
Mind? It sounds awesome. I love you.
I love you too. But seriously, where are we really going? You must have figured out the surprise by now. You don't mean... You have finished ending number one. Stacy and Grim will return. And Fetish Locator S&M Studio, which is a thing. You can buy it now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if I did it right this time. What the?
Daisy.
Hey, nice to see you. You're wearing our outfit. Uh-huh, guess I am. Which reminds me, congrats on getting your ending.
Yay.
Thank you. Honestly, I'm so happy. I almost can't believe it. Anyway, about your ending, though. It's so sad. I thought you died. Hey, it's okay. I'm healthy as a clam now. I know. I'm glad you're okay. Me too, Stacy. Don't forget about our other ending, Stacy. I get to be a hot latex sex doll in our own sex dungeon. Wow! There's so many different ways to play this game, guys.
Oh.
Yeah, that ending sounds like fun. I can't wait to enjoy it with you.
Huh?
Ending?
Hey.
Symphira, hey girl.
Oh.
Wait, you know her?
Yeah,
she's from Taboo University.
Yeah.
That's right!
Hey.
And Sylvia!
Yeah.
Of course, nice to meet y'all! Congrats on finally opening up the S&M studio, by the way!
Hey.
Thanks, I'm so looking forward to it! S&M what? I haven't played that yet. Well, looks like our Stacy will get her own game, Fetish Locator S&M Studio! Which you can get right now! No, seriously, you can get it! Huh? That's pretty cool. I've always wanted my own game. When's it coming out? Not sure yet. The V Novella team is already hard at work on it. I've already had some sneak peeks of the stuff they planned for. It's gonna be amazing. Come on, you gotta share some of it with us.
Yeah.
Yeah. I promise not to tell anyone. Well, I'm sure they won't be too mad if you share a little. Alright. I've met some of the new characters. Here are some of our amazing girls. This is Arlene. Here's Jenny. Elizabeth. Oh. And Claire. And Kelly. And last but not least, Eleonora. Oh, okay, I see how it did that. Wow, so many already. I'm looking forward to meeting them all.
Yay!
I know, I can't wait to see what V Novella has prepared for us next. But what about Taboo University, though?
Oh,
have you played TU?
Yay.
Yeah, I love it. Nia's story's my favorite. That group of hers seems so spooky. That's the group I'm going in, guys. Oh, yeah. Okay, we talked about that. Nia wanted to join us. Do not joke about that. It's done. Obviously, yeah. So, guys, this is all we're doing. No, seriously, this is it. This is all we're doing for Fetish Locator. It's time to move on. I've actually got a game that I will be showing off. And it's not a long game, but the dev I have talked with. And, I kind of want to show off their stuff. And I also want to show off another dev, Highborn Tiger. He's the one that I think that's a Fallen World? Yeah. He's pretty cool. So I'd like to probably do some of his stuff as well. And don't forget, we still got, well, what was it? The Dungeons & Dragons one. I can't think of the name right now, guys, but Yeah, we're going back to that. By the way, that's only like 0.9, so they're almost done with that entire game. So we will be giving you that eventually as well. Guys, you've got a lot to look forward to in 2025, and it won't be the same old novels. So completing this game in 2024 means that you've got a lot to look forward to, guys. There's so much stuff coming out, and so much stuff I want to bring you guys. But there's only so much time. And I know some of you guys probably want to see Taboo University, and I do too. So we're going to see if we can get that in as well. I kind of want to go for more of the finished games, because, you know, they're actually completed. And obviously Taboo University is completed, at least the first season of it. So we could go ahead and do that at some point. Didn't say it's going to be January. Like I said, we've got to do the other ones, which are some Greek-based games, some Greek mythology games. And then after that, we'll get into the other ones. Well, we can still enjoy the sunset together. I like that very much. Okay, that's it. Alright, guys, that's it. So, first of all, you can get a lot of endings in this game. We've got 2 of 18. There's so many more endings that you guys can get. The one we had was pretty short compared to, you know, Daisy's ending, which was quite long. But there's other endings. There's other girls. There's a lot of things you can do in Fetish Locator. It is a very long game as far as the different endings are concerned. So, you know, I'd recommend going through it and getting it all and checking everything out. Matter of fact, let's look at this bonus that they've got held up here. CG Gallery. Bonus content. Oh, we just have... I don't know. Worst Nightmare... Yeah. I don't know what all that was, but then we have endings. Yep. See, there's 18. We got Redhead Resort, Red Diamond, and S&M Studio. How did we get Redhead Resort? I don't even remember doing that one. But that's all the endings in the game. So, if you guys want to see everything, you're going to have to go through the game. It's going to take you a while, but it's probably worth it, because some of the endings are really, really good, I've been told. And yes, you'll need to get all the DLC packs. Now, remember, for GOG, DLC 1 comes with the game, but DLC 2 must be purchased additionally. I know that's not cool, but that's the way they're doing it. But alright, guys, Taboo University, which you see right up there, we'll go there eventually, just not right now, okay? I'm bringing you something, like I said, it's a Greek game, I don't know how much you guys are going to like it, but it's only 2 hours long, and then we've got some other ones that we'll be doing that follow in that series. So it's one of his older games, so it's not going to look as awesome. I guess, I'm not really sure. He told me how long it takes to make a game. But we're going to go through this one, and we'll go from there. Because I've got a lot more to bring you guys. And yes, I did say I was going to bring you, it'll be Lust Academy, won't it? Yeah. So the Greek game's going to have to hold off. Shit. I guess the Greek game is going to come out after we get done with Mia. And Mia's still got a little bit to go, but now that we're done with Fetish Locator, I guess we can go into Lust Academy, which you guys are probably going to be more interested in than the Greek game. No offense to the dev there, but, you know, Lust Academy's just a bigger draw. But we'll get to everything. I'm one man. And I've got Errol Gay on one side and this stuff on another. And then I got the conservatives ramming down my throat. We gotta ban porn! Dude, seriously, get rid of all the OnlyFans and Pornhub, whatever you want. Just don't fuck with the games, alright? That's the thing. Because mostly it's Pornhub that they're trying to ban. You know, they haven't said anything about the games yet. I guess the games would come after all the other shit. Now we gotta get all this shit off Steam! I mean, it's gonna be a fight. Guys, I'm just letting you know it's going to be a fight. If you like this content, you better fucking fight for it. Alright guys, so this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you next time with more great AVN games. Remember, you can get 11s for $100 if you want. While you still can, I'll try to take that away too. Alright, so I'm out.